Evil Susie, turn the web wilder down. I'm trying to sleep.
Hey, if it's too loud, then you're too old.
Well, I must be too old then, because it is too loud.
Speak for yourself, you big crybaby. I can hardly hear it.
But as long as you're awake, why don't you get your butt up and fix us some brekkie. Brekkie schmackie. Oh, but I do need to hit the can.
Oh, man, all you ever do anymore is pee.
Oh, my aching back. Oh, my aching hips. Oh, my aching knees. What's this that keeps slapping on my knees?
Don't look now, cha-cha, but it's your boobs.
I would like to volunteer to take this old bird out of her misery.
Right on!
Did she kill him, Mr. Hyde? Which was which?
Now, Flora, calm down.
Of all my husbands, he's the first one to insult me in public. Everybody in the place could hear him. Oh, the publicity. La publicité. He said he'd be a cockeyed coyote before he'd heard an old beast like me back to the coast.
Oh, Flora.
Get me a bromide and put some gin in it.
And as for your grandma, she shouldn't have mouthed off like that.
If he had an education, he'd be a valuable man, but he's too thick to learn. If he messes with me, he'll be ready for the Undertaker. If he were a little younger, I'd punch him in the nose, and I'm just the boy that can do it. If they tried to educate him, the school building would tumble down. I'm a retired civil service worker, and I say what's on my mind. I respect the elderly, and if he were a little younger, I'd punch him in the nose.
The only one who understands me is that guy who married Martha Ray.
Right on!
Martha, she's one of my favorites. I loved her.
I'm an old woman, my dear. I know my sex.
Burn it! Send it to hell!
You a little old for that sort of thing?
I came outside.
You're the tough mister. Hope you can hold up.
Unless you're hurt, you want me to get you real dear.
Just give me a can of beer.
I'm going to go out.
Doesn't take very long for new to turn into old if you don't take care of something.
Damn you!
We're better than machines. We can reproduce ourselves through sex. A machine can't.
Karen? Kevin? I know, I'm a little bit hot. I want to tell you about the bird movie.
Johnny Carson.
I just checked my underwear. It holds the answer to all the important questions.
Grandpa, how'd you take off your underwear without taking off your pants?
I don't know.
What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, that.
There you have it.
I'm looking for a young girl under 40 to marry me.
How amusing.
In many cases, they're worth the trouble.
We're better than the best robot, and we're better than the best computer. We are.
Well, that's all you know about him. The man's a fiend, an absolute Borgia. You wouldn't believe the things he did to me.
Another thing we can do that a robot can't is climb a ladder and paint the side of a house.
Admittedly, when you have an old house, you have to put up with some of its aches and pains. Old things take some maintenance, that's true. Things aren't built to last a long time anymore, houses included. And sure enough, they don't. Their pipe wears out in time.
I get buffaloed by the weather. I can't see on the dark days. I can't see to read on the rainy days. My eyes are a little dim on a kind of my advanced age. But you gotta put up with it. I was in the newspaper business for 15 years. I was in the paper business in Cambridge when I was a kid for 9 years, and no one ever bothered me. Then I had a paper business in Roxbury, and I got jumped. One guy hit me over the head, and I got 6 or 8 bullets in my head. Not bullets, I mean stitches. I did all right as a businessman, but that was very troublesome. See, a mugger is one who puts a gag down your throat. The Dohertys, they were muggers. They're all out of business, and I'm away from them now. The cops caught some of them. Yeah, the cops caught quite a few of them. He was 63 years old then. He called me a horse thief in 1913. I didn't steal no goddamn horse. I was looking at a Pierce Arrow. I was just asking the chauffeur questions. And then he says, "Now, Wallace, what are you asking the chauffeur questions for? So you can steal the Pierce Arrow like you stole the horse and carriages?" And that started the fight. It was so fierce that we tore up Bob's garden. I downed him with a flying tackle, but he settled me with his cop's club and his belt. He was a son of a bitch. Dirty bastard. He was a cool cop.
There he goes.
If I live to be 100, I will still be saying this.
Yes, welcome to my world.
If you are an old man and you go into a bar in pajamas, people will buy you drinks.
Right on!
Be happening to me? Don't get so mental. It happens to the best of them. And I guess this proves it happens to the worst of them, too.
No, you don't understand. I'm Reverend Susie the Floozy. I can't be aging.
Oh, yeah, right. You used to be somebody. What difference does that make?
I was presented to the Tsar!
Oh, yeah, right.
On the toast of 18 continents!
Hell, you were continent back then.
Oh, I can't be old. I still have growing pains.
That's just arthritis.
Your career's in trouble. You were always the shop girl who fought her way to the top, made a great success.
Oh, yeah, right.
But you're not a little shop girl anymore. Truth is, you're getting old. Now, that's the truth to face and deal with if you want to survive.
Imagination, are you there?
Yes.
Were you there at this time?
Well, yes, I was, but I didn't want you to know...
You know what?
How old I really am.
You look pretty good for your age. That was 5 million, 1 billion, 1 trillion, 1 zillion years ago. And you don't look more than old... 500,000 years old.
Well, thank you. I find that quite a compliment.
I need to see. I have such a way with words. Yes, you do. Yes.
Some folks are shy about their age. Even lie about their age. Oh, why they do that is a mystery. Oh, why they do that is a mystery.
Not me, I'm 161. And I'm not close to being done.
Life is so exciting, yes, siree. Can do anything, right, sing, or dance, or go. and everyone will say that's right.
Cause they're amazed we can move it all.
Cause life is so exciting. Life is so exciting. Life is so exciting. Yes, sirree.
Sing it over.
Life is so exciting. Life is so exciting. Life is so exciting. Yes, sirree. Yes, sirree.
Even I've had enough of this crap. Like this, you old bastard. I'm not gonna die of old age. A sorry suck ass show is gonna kill me.
Well, hurry the hell up. I'm not getting any younger.
No jive, kid. You're just scared to act your age. Won't be many years now before you're counting the gray hairs. And what'll become of you then?
It's something wrong with it. It hurts to think about the friends and family I had to lose. there you have the trouble today. It's people 65 years of age and over, and about 13 million are broke. Now, we learn to read by the time we're 7. Usually, by that time, we're not only making a living, we're supporting a family. And yet, by the time we're 65, we haven't learned how to become financially independent in the richest land that has ever been known. Why? Don't know, really.
Hey, welcome to my world.
Leaving the old folks outside is nothing new. Earth folks do it all the time. They know a thing or two about surviving in cold weather without much heat. You mentioned I hope these tips will help you become more aware that the blame for today's energy situation is on your shoulders and your conscience, and not ours.
Please, old people need to be isolated and studied so it can be determined what nutrients they have that might be extracted for our personal use.
Homer, would you please stop reading that Ross Perot pamphlet?
Oh!
Presenting Mr. Walter Brennan.
Tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadows on the walls tells me that the sun is going down. Ruby, don't take your love to town. You warned me that started that old crazy Asia war. But I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And it's true, I ain't the man, Ruby, that I used to be. But Ruby, I still need some company. I know it's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. In the wants and needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard him say, until I ain't around. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. She's leaving now, but I just heard the slamming of a door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. If I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Ruby, don't take your love to town.
Don't take your love to town. Ruby, don't take your love to town.
I reached the age of 40 somewhat sooner than expected.
living at a fairly hectic pace. And when I count the years that I have happily collected, the future shows its apprehensive face. Quite a different song must be sung when the singer is no longer young. Before the music ends, before it fades away, there are several very necessary friends I must see again. And stop at the pool room for a beer. Before the music ends, accompanied by Dino and Sarge.
Well absorbed.
I'd like to make one more charge at Vegas, where those nice old ladies try to keep me unaware that I knew much more than they did.
I am disgusted with the way old people are depicted on television. We are not all vibrant, fun-loving sex maniacs. Many of us are bitter, resentful individuals who remember the good old days when entertainment was bland and inoffensive.
Well, why didn't you say so?
The Westinghouse machine tool forum. Yeah, the very first one.
And a special one, my dearie. Cause that's the year we put the electric motor on the machine.
No more shaft and bounce between. Do you remember?
If you remember, you know we made some history that year.
Zing!
We're gonna have to put you in a home.
I'll never speak to you again.
But how will I find out what you had for lunch in 1928?
I have a website.
Welcome to my homepage. Why don't you visit more often?
You need to get here.
The plain fact was she was afraid of that world outside. Afraid it would remind her that time had passed.
I was home alone, and I saw an ant on the floor and went after it. And as I went after it with my foot, it kept going away, and finally it went through the kitchen door into the vestibule. There's a step there, and I went down it, and I got down on my knees trying to catch the ant. It was going away. Then I couldn't get up off my knees, and I was right at the top of the stairs, and I was afraid of falling down them. I had to lay there and wait for my husband to come home. When he saw me, he was carrying some bundles, and he just dropped them. He came right over to me.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Huh? What?
Whoa!
It's a doll completely made of socks and colorful.
on, dance the night away.
What the hell are you two doing?
That's called backing out. You wouldn't understand that. You're not with it.
I used to be with it. Then they changed what it was. Now what I'm with isn't it. And what's it seems weird and scary to me. It'll happen to you.
No way, man. We're going to keep on rocking forever. 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 Forever.
Forever. Forever.
After all, you were only a bored teenager, and what did you have to look forward to except being a bored 20-year-old, and then a bored 30-year-old? And not only would you be bored, but you'd be old and bored. So why not end it all? You never quite did it, though, but you kept trying, and the weird thing about it is that you deserve to die. And you think the bold people are bad off? Man, they want to live!
What?
Sex, drinks, and rock and roll. Well, sex, well,
rock and roll! I have a dream!
Huh, I have a Mercedes.
Power to the people!
Power to my car phone.
Off the peg! Off my lawn!
Smoke a J? Have a Calistoga?
Yeah, you're a party, you're teasing it!
Dad, you and your story. The nurses are stealing my money. This thing on my neck is getting bigger.
Those imbeciles. Haven't they got any eyes? Have they forgotten what a star looks like? I'll show them. I'll be up there again, so help me.
Why? Don't know, really.
Why? Her career? She got enough out of it. She's not forgotten. She still gets those fan letters.
I wouldn't look too closely at the postmarks.
You send them. Is that it, Max?
I better press you even closer, sir. Mr. Gillis has not forgotten Madame's party.
Oh, Christ.
I wanted to get out of there as quickly as I could. But it wasn't so simple getting some coherence into those wild hallucinations of hers.
Why, look, any flab I can work up into my bra becomes boob meat.
I didn't argue with her. You don't yell at a sleepwalker. You may fall and break your spine.
Oh, God, what is this?
That's it. She was still sleepwalking along the giddy heights of a lost career. Plain crazy when it came to that one subject.
Ah, the show, yes. I've got to look perfect for the show.
And what made it even tougher was that she was around all the time, hovering over.
How old a woman would you say I am?
Afraid I'd do injury to that precious brain child.
I'm going out of my mind. I think it's called senile dementia.
It's a monster! Kill it! Kill it!
What he had suddenly seen in the lamplight was that the woman was old. The paint was plastered so thick on her face that it looked as though it might crack like a cardboard mask. There were streaks of white in her hair, but the truly dreadful detail was that her mouth had fallen a little open, revealing nothing except a cavernous blackness. She had no teeth at all. She was quite an old woman, 50 years old at least, but I went ahead and did it just the same.
Oh, hey, get back! Hey, watch it! Hey, boss! Get this old floozy off me!
I'll show you what I think of your kind.
Ow!
Threaten my peepee, will you? Take that!
Oh.
And that!
Yeah, remember the fight he put up when we put him in the home?
Well, Professor, we've talked it over, and everybody thinks you're too old.
Yep.
We've decided to do the merciful thing and have you euthanized.
Dear God, no.
Oh, relax, Professor. Euthanizing is a trendy new spa treatment. It's this season's shirt cartilage enema.
But I like being old. I don't have to talk to my parents. No one asked me to help move their stuff. I don't need to understand today's edgy TV sitcoms.
Okay. We're not going to force you until I finish this sentence. Get him!
My thong!
Hey, old people, keep your clothes on. It's disgusting.
Granny had to have the
dig that chick.
Huh, she's groovy.
Hey, man, are you ready for that spade?
Wow. He's groovy. All spades are groovy.
Right.
Hey, dig that.
She's not groovy. Peace, baby.
You talking to me, man?
Sure, baby. Come on over here. I want to do a thing with you.
You want a roofer?
No, man.
Reaper?
Forget it.
Ringer?
Where's your miniskirt?
I forgot it! Oh, I knew I should...
Cool it, lady. Don't get uptight.
Come over here in the light so we can check your body paint. Faded San Francisco Art Nouveau.
Sure, she must be an oldie.
Are you holding?
Natch! Jackson, of course I'm holding. I got it right. Oh, you took my stash from me. This is a frame-up.
Dig, Larry. Aspirin.
Let's do her a favor. Phone her in.
I tell you, I took all the uppers. You want to hear me rap? I saw the best minds of my generation.
Put her in the car.
Put her in the back seat.
Out of sight. Call her into Dr. Benway.
Oldie but Goldie City. Benway here.
Hey, Doc. Got one for re-grooving. Be right in.
Groovy.
How's the Blukadelic Psycho Rocker Rock Old Folks Dance Marathon doing? Groovy. Oldies but Goldies.
Superintendent of schools here.
Groovy.
Groovy. Hey, man, it's about your kid, Malcolm X John Lennon. He dropped in today.
You mean?
Benway, your kid's a drop-in.
It'll kill his mother.
I just talked to your father. He's groovy.
Yeah, I like Pop.
Well then, baby, how come we found you in a classroom today? Why weren't you hanging out in the parking lot relating with the rest of the kids and teachers?
I don't smoke. Can I go now?
Yeah, do your thing. Hold it. Leave those books here.
Malcolm X John Lennon? Come on in and dig your mother.
Ah, Mom, I can't now. I gotta go do my homework. I mean, I gotta meet my connection.
You can't fool me. You're in one of those underground study cells, aren't you?
No!
It'll kill your father. I didn't breastfeed you for 14 years for this. Come here, baby.
But, Mom, I'm not hungry.
Straight neck. Do yourself a favor. Be groovy. Now sit down, turn on, and tune in the TV.
But, Mom, I don't want to watch television.
Oh, you're so weird.
She's not groovy.
Got one for re-grooving.
An enormous wreck of a woman, aged about 60, with great tumbling breasts and thick coils of white hair which had come down in her struggles, was carried in, kicking and shouting, by four guards who had hold of her, one at each corner. They wrenched off the boots with which he had been trying to kick them and dumped her down across his lap, almost breaking his thigh bones. The woman hoisted herself upright and followed them out with a yell of, "F***ing bastards!" Then, noticing that she was sitting on something uneven, she slid off his knees onto the bench. "Beg pardon, dearie," she said. "I wouldn't have sat on you, only the buggers put me there. They don't know how to treat a lady, do they?" She paused, patted her breast, and belched. "Pardon," she said. "I ain't myself quite." She leaned forward and vomited copiously on the floor. "That's better." She revived and seemed immediately to take a fancy to Smith. She put a vast arm round his shoulder and drew him toward her, breathing beer and vomit into his face. "What's your name, dearie?" she said. "Smith." "Smith," said the woman. "That's funny. My name's Smith, too. Why," she added sentimentally, "I might be your mother." She might, he thought, be his mother. She was about the right age and physique, and it was probable that people changed somewhat after 20 years in a forced labor camp.
"I'm glad today is Monday. I hate Sunday. I didn't spend a nickel yesterday, did I? I stayed in all day. I was tired and weary and worried, wasting my time in a nursing home. I came in when I was 74. I should have never taken a lot of people's advice. Those goddamn cops, they'd say, you've got money, go into a nursing home. Your people are dead, go into a nursing home. Of course, they meant well. Not too many cops go into nursing homes. Some do, but not many.
Right.
There you have it. Unrehearsed testimonies from important celebrities.
The Titanic was supposed to be an unsinkable steamship. It was built in 1910 or 1911, and it sunk on its maiden voyage. They saw the iceberg, and the captain said, damn the iceberg, full speed ahead.
If you don't start making more sense, we're going to have to put you in a hole.
You already put me in a hole.
Then we'll put you in the crooked home it's on 60 minutes.
I'll be good.
Gentlemen, these quarterly figures have distressed me greatly. Glenworthy Enterprises is not a philanthropic organization. And now let's go straight to the purpose of this meeting. Namely, the status and future of our beloved Whispering Glades as a financial proposition.
According to our projection, at the present rate of burial, the total remaining acreage will be depleted in 7 years' time. Whispering Glades as an operational enterprise will then cease to exist. The most feasible possibility which has yet been suggested is to convert this acreage into a retirement city, a haven for our senior citizens. Haggerty, the views.
Now, gentlemen, here you see the Shangri-Lodge Tropicana and our senior citizens at play.
Now, all the contestants are going to receive extra servings of honey mush.
Good.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay. All right. Old Roadhog's just bugging now. Here's one by my old friend, the old P. Packer himself.
The crazy old man.
Sit, man. Sit. Oh, gray mare. She ain't what she used to be. Ain't what she used to be. Ain't what she used to be.
And now, the crazy old man singers.
Oh, gray mare. She ain't what she used to be.
Ever notice after dialysis you always get the munchies?
He's saying the stuff we all forgot.
And you know what I can't open? Cabinets.
Can he say that?
I wish I hadn't said that. Please, boy.
You know what else scares me? Everything.
What's new, pussycat? Ow, 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 ow! What's new, pussycat? Oh, God, no!
Wasn't it great, folks?
Burford's been over at Crystal City in the hospital. We don't exactly know what was wrong with him.
Depression, insomnia, motor mouth, darting eyes, indecisiveness, decisiveness, bossiness, uncontrollable falling down, chronic nag, and geriatric profanity disorder, or GPD. Damn, damn,
dirty damn, bastard.
Fucking bastard!
Son of a bitch.
Damn bastard.
The therapy had not worked. The urge to shout filthy words at the top of his voice was as strong as ever.
Here, here, oh, here, here. Here, you don't say that on the radio, these boys.
He pressed his fingers against his eyelids again.
These boys. I wish I hadn't said that. All right, mighty fine. Move right along here.
Look! And now, ladies and gentlemen, what you've all been waiting for. The far out, acid rock underground, deep of Harry Zonk.
I knew that somehow this was alive.
We'll be right back.
don't like to get in politics like some of these people in show business. I don't go for all that marching and these beatniks with their hair down on their shirt collar. But me and Burford is going to vote for PP.
I warned you guys that seniors always vote in record numbers.
D-A-R, and of course the PTA. Well, now Waldo, well, Waldo was my football. Why, he was in the ROTC, BPOE, that's the Elks Club. What was Elk? Well, he was in the SPCA, the AMA, the KKK, that's the Crazy Coots Club. It's not to confuse and it will be fun, you. Cause now we belong to the O-F-O-W. Oh my, yes, all farts on wheels!
think when women try to stay full together as long as possible...
Oh, it's not fair. It's like I'm a victim of a chronological crime or something.
Give me a brick, Flues. You've been pulling the aging trauma mama card since you were in your 20s.
Oh, and do you have any idea just how long ago that was?
Yeah. So you're the Venus de Mileage. Look, your whole existence as Reverend Susie the Floozy is predicated on your being a tired old piece in the first place, so what's a damn problem?
Oh, but it's really happening. Oh, as a kid, I always dug those crazy-ass cool old people, but, I mean, that doesn't mean I ever wanted to be one. Oh, look at all these damn gray hairs.
Ah, cheer up. They're not as gray as the ones on your back.
Oh. Oh, look, why can't it be that fine, downy white stuff like Jimmy Carter's mom?
Oh, a 70s reference. Now you're dating yourself.
Oh, look at it. It's so crazy and thick and wiry.
Ah, yeah, like the crap that was growing out of Senator Everett Dirksen's eyebrows.
Now who's dating herself? Yeah, evil Susie. Huh? You seem to have conveniently forgotten one very pertinent detail.
No!
We may have different thumbprints, but I bet you dollars to dildos you and I are the same damn age.
No, that's a damn lie!
Yeah, the orthopedic shoe's on the other hoof now, huh?
No!
As goes the flues, goes you, girlfriend. Oh, and you know, since we've never had kids... there's nowhere for our soon-to-be decrepit asses to dump on in our onrushing twilight years.
So what?
So it's just you and me, Toots.
No.
For the rest of our days.
No.
Crappy diapers and overflowing drool cups and cancer and arthritis and... that's probably the good part.
Oh, what the hell did I do to deserve this?
I mean, besides all the other stuff. Was it the temp work I took with the Al-Qaeda?
Who cares?
Hey, guess you're right. I was taking this age thing a little too seriously. Yeah, let's just try to be slack about it all. Come on, evil Susie. Take a load off. Sit down on the couch with me and let's watch a little TV.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Oh, look. Whatever Happened to Baby Jane is on. I love that movie.
Hell no, I want to watch Logan's Run.
Hey,
give me that remote.
Give me that.
Oh, yeah.
Ow, my ear. Ow.
And when the cat with a scythe comes tugging at my sleeve.
Take that, you hostile.
it'll happen to you.
Oh, Seekers, you've managed to make it to the end of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse number 544, the old fart show. And who did we hear? Well, starting from the top, we had Webb Wilder, followed by a little of Mae West's atrocious warbling. And then Jonathan Winters was peppered throughout this show, along with classic bits from David Greenberger's Duplex Planet series. Oh, he had a job at the Duplex Nursing Home in New York State, and oh, its denizens provided him with a wealth of material. Oh, and then we had a little Phyllis Diller, some disco-era Orson Welles complaining that you don't know what it is to be old. Oh, I tried to make up for that with a little Pink Lincolns right after with Age, followed by 30-Foot Fall with Kirk Cameron Sings the Blues. Ooh, but then I couldn't make up for the Walter Brennan, could I? Ooh, speaking and singing. Oh, and then this is a perfect place to work in Frank Sinatra's Future Suite. Oh, poorly recorded, but such a singular piece. Oh, and the ass ponies were asking, Grandma, what the hell is that? Over in the world, according to Max, we had Rock Until I'm 50. Oh, and that old stock thing, that was by Loose Bruce Kerr. But you know, Seekers, that was actually Irene Ryan, Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies, singing Granny Wears a Miniskirt. Oh, little bits from the Fire Sign Theater, Return for Regrooving. Oh, bits from the audiobook of 1984, classic bits from The Simpsons, can't get by without them. Oh, there is a little bit more of Jonathan Winters from The Loved One. And then the far-out acid rock underground feet of Harry Zonk. As far as I can tell, he must have been some vaudeville-era hoofer who kind of worked his way into the 1960s hippie concert thing. Man, he was a consummate entertainer. And then something from the off-Broadway show, Old Farts on Wheels. Oh, and the World Entertainment War told us about the snake dance of the old people. And it ended up with Devo exhorting us to just go ahead and spin that wheel. Hey, Seekers, what have we got to lose? Until some enterprising subgenius scientist reverses the age process. We're just fucking stuck. Oh, my aching back. Good night, Seekers.